Northern Michigan is reliably Republican, bolstered by a record voter turnout this year. But voters didn't rally behind President Donald Trump quite like they did 4 years ago. Interlochen Public Radio's Taylor Wisner reports.
3 weeks ago, John Roth was door knocking in Grand Traverse County. He was running for the state house and wanted to talk with voters about what he'd bring to Lansing. But the residents he approached often wanted to talk about the president, like this voter.
I voted in every election, and I predominantly voted Republican. And our current president does not find favor with me.
The man says this time he picked some Democrats on his absentee ballot. Roth says he often has to explain he's not like Trump.
You know, I don't try and run away from the president. I'm just trying to make people understand that this position, in particular that I'm running for, is local. It has nothing to do with national politics.
It appears voters made the distinction. In Grand Traverse County, Roth won his race, and other Republicans won decisively. Donald Trump still won the county, but his lead was significantly smaller than the last election, even though he had just appeared the night before at a packed rally in Traverse City. Across northern Michigan, in counties like Otsego and Wexford, voters showed up in record numbers, supporting Republicans, but not always Donald Trump. One county in northern Michigan flipped blue. Leelanau County voted for Trump last election, but this year, Biden won by 5 points. Leelanau Democratic Party co-chair Bridget Hart says the county is less conservative than the rest of the region.
You know, we're more like purpley blue than red, red.
Hart says there was a sense in the community that people had had enough. A lot of Leelanau residents are retirees and didn't like how the president was handling the pandemic.
People were just discussing with the political environment in general, and I think they just wanted to see a change.
But that only extended to the presidential race. The majority of residents voted Republican down the ticket. Grand Traverse County Commissioner Betsy Cafia says another dynamic is at play in this election. She thinks that there were still many voters who came out for Trump and shifted the vote in favor of Republicans.
I think with any other presidential candidate at the top of the ticket, the 104th would be a Democratic district at this moment.
Even though Republicans clearly swept northern Michigan seats, Cafia is optimistic Democrats still have a chance down the road. She says she's watched the community become more liberal over the past decade.
I really see it takes patience. It's maddeningly slow progress, but it is measurable progress.
Though in the next election for the state house seat, a Democratic challenger will have a tougher race against an incumbent, John Roth, in Grand Traverse County.
For Stateside, I'm Taylor Wisner.